This is the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we're already into the second hour. Toll-free number to join us on air. Any issue you'd like to discuss, any news item, 1-800-259-9231. And we're talking to Paul Joseph Watson, who I routinely have on the show probably about once every 2 weeks, but now every week because he has great insight, webmaster for PrisonPlanet.com. We're talking about Bush headed to England. Basic martial law has been set up. They say the Secret Service will shoot to kill anybody that doesn't follow orders. He won't speak to Parliament because somebody might boo him. And on top of all this, and how they're saying Al-Qaeda is going to strike, why, you know, they're on their second highest state of the alert, the scientist and bioweapons experts from Porton Down, who has launched bioweapons attacks on the British people before, and their top scientist and former head just died mysteriously, they're showing up at the event. Paul, why is that important?
Well, it's concerning because obviously, as Gordon Thomas reported in the American Free Press over the weekend, these biowarfare experts will be crawling around London, stationed at the Ministry of Defence during Bush's visit. Now, we know that Porton Down has links to all sorts of horrors, including the worldwide spate of deaths of top microbiologists over the past 2 years, including David Kelly, and direct involvement in releasing foot and mouth in England 3 years ago. And I mean, you were covering that on your radio show where it was supposedly sneaked out of Porton Down, which was a level 4 bioweapons facility with 50-foot electric fences and deep underground facilities, was supposedly sneaked out of there by animal rights activists, which is obviously a blatant cover for the fact that they released it because it came directly.
And Porton Down also, as late as 1985, was spraying biologicals on U.S. and British troops in the field in England and killing them. That is now admitted.
Yeah, and it's actually got links back to World War II, where we had the articles that came out where plague bombs were released over Scotland and nice gifts of that nature. Also has links to Fort Dietrich, which was obviously...
So they're a bunch of murdering killers, and they have a history, so murdering killers will be on the ground involved in this, and they love to kill innocent people, so watch out.
Yeah, so you've got biological experts working for the British government who we've proven have carried out terrorism in the past, crawling around London during Bush's visit, after the media in Britain has been screaming that London will be biologically attacked for months now, in league with these unannounced secret drills that we've reported on that have been taking place in around public landmarks in London. So it all makes for very suspicious stuff.
And now this weekend, the most drills I've ever seen, bioweapon, chemical weapon attack drills with the feds and troops practicing taking over coast to coast. Very, very interesting, Paul.
And on top of this, we've got even more overly paranoid measures, including the fact that Bush's guest suite at Buckingham Palace was swept for bugs, and this particularly baffled the British, who said that it would be like MI5 checking Tony Blair's room at the White House for bugs. So it's very interesting indeed, and maybe we should be more worried about the fact, not the fact that they're checking for bugs, but the possibility that they may be planting something.
Well, and even more than that, that's a great point. We have Bush on Cipro with his cabinet on September 10th, 4 weeks before anthrax showed up. So they have a nice history of this, too, releasing weaponized anthrax.
Yeah, and we can get into the fact about the president elected in the year ending with zero targeted for assassination, which is not something that we advocate, but it is something that has happened over the last 100 years or so.
We certainly hope nothing ever happens to Puppet Bush, because that would be used by the globalists as a way to really expand the police state. We'll be back with your calls and a bunch of other news items with Paul Watson. I'm Alex Jones.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you having problems with the high cost of prescription medications? Who isn't? Perhaps it's privacy issues. Either way, grab a pen and write this number down. 1-800-615-7094. That's 1-800-615-7094. That's a toll-free call that will lead you to the online pharmacy. The online pharmacy has free prescriptions on name brand medications. That's right, I said free prescriptions on name brand prescription medications. A quick process with the physicians at the online pharmacy, and you can have your medications delivered right to your door. It's quick, it's easy, and it saves you money on popular name brand medications like diet pills and muscle relaxers, or painkillers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You'll save money on anti-anxiety medications, heartburn relief, or allergy control, all without having to go to the doctor's office. The list is endless, and the prescriptions are free. The online pharmacy respects your right to privacy and can save you money. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-615-7094. That's 1-800-615-7094. Don't wait. Do it today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we're 8 minutes, 30 seconds into the second hour of global transmission as we blast out on the AM and FM dial from Rhode Island to Denver, Colorado, from Austin, Texas, to, I'm just told, San Diego here in the next week. By the way, I have to give that information to the affiliate relations. I forgot to do that this morning. And on top of that, we simulcast on global shortwave at 12.172 and 93.20. during the day from 11 to 2, and 5.085 and 6890 from 9 to midnight. And the websites are prisonplanet.com and infowars.com as well. Before we go to Rosemary in London, England, Joe in Mass, Elizabeth in Maryland, Ron in Oklahoma, Maddie in Oklahoma, and others, before we do that, I promised to cover this, so let's just cover it real quick, Paul, and then we'll get to the calls and all this other news. This is on PrisonPlanet.com right now. It's WorldNet Daily. And I guess 6-8 months ago, we posted the news clipping out of Washington State, mainstream news. Walmart did pull the toys. A little seashore sleepy time thing you tie to the crib. Looks like a doll. It's like a fish. It tells the child, it sounds real nice for about an hour. Then it starts saying, I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. And I've seen a lot of this in the toys, in the cartoons, in the video games, but for babies. And Walmart is at the heart of the New World Order, just like IBM. There's only a few corporations that are. We always find them engaging in this type of stuff. And now it's in WorldNet Daily. Walmart covering up I Hate You baby toy. Walmart has yanked a baby crib accessory from its shelves after parents all across the country complained, and again, we reported on this 8 months ago, or maybe longer, disseminates a subliminal message of hate, but you wouldn't know it unless you called the major retailer. We felt it was an item that wasn't up to our quality standards, Walmart spokesman Karen Burke told WorldNet Daily, an explanation of why the toys were removed from store shelves nationwide earlier this year. And it goes on to where they admit the toy does say that it hates you. Paul Watson, you've been on this since day one. What's going on here?
Well, we actually reported on this originally more than 10 months ago. In January.
I was going from memory. It was more than 8 months.
In January 2003, I actually got sent an original scan from one of the visitors to the websites of the original Colombian article, which came out in January 2003. The original report said that it was just this one toy, and obviously the new development now with this WorldNet Daily report is the fact that every toy in the product line had this I hate you message. And I see emerging from this the perfect pretext for the justification of RFID tags. We know that Walmart are the pioneer of RFID. They want all their suppliers to have initiated this system by 2006. And so it's the perfect pretext, using the justification of protecting the children from Chinese subversion, because that's the line that's come out of the articles, that because these products are being made in China, that it's a sort of counter-offensive to trying to condition the young in America. So, again, probably watch. If this story snowballs, then we'll see increased calls for RFID tags, not just on pallets of products, but on individual items, such as this toy that carries this message.
And now they're getting reports from Washington to California to Louisiana, Mississippi, Oklahoma, West Virginia, Maryland, and it's the whole product line. But folks, I'm here to tell you that they caught Toyota in Toyota Europe and England with, and folks, this is Times of London 5 years ago, okay? And I have the article in my satanic file. They caught them in Toyota Camry ads. It's called something else in Europe, not a Camry, but it's equivalent of a Camry. And in the ad, the father's driving to pick his baby up at the hospital. His mother went to... the man's wife, the mother, had gone into labor, so he couldn't get there. He gets word at his business. He has to run through the rain in his Toyota Camry, and in the background of the darkness, driving through the rain, is scrolling, and film students found this, just pausing it. It was there, clearly, that they admitted it, about satanic sacrifice, blood, the moon, killing children. Paul, why do you think they're putting this in so many ads and in so much of the media? To subconsciously desensitize us to murder and torture and evil?
Well, yeah, and the point is that you get them while they're young, which is why you look at children today compared to even as recently as 10 years ago when I was like, 10, 11. The fact that children basically run about being complete delinquents. They're not interested in playing sports or anything. They're just interested in throwing fireworks at each other and watching Christina Aguilera and so forth. But you mentioned the Toyota ad. That was actually, strangely enough, at the time it came out, it basically won awards for the fact that it was the best ad in Britain at the time, and the actual soundtrack to that Toyota ad, which had the flashing satanic images in the background, actually won awards because it was the biggest biggest selling advert in Britain at the time, and it was repeated basically hourly on British television. So the fact that it gets so much airtime, in alliance with the fact that it's got these satanic, almost subliminal messages scrolling through, is very interesting indeed.
And if I remember correctly, from 4 or 5 years ago, back to the articles, it was big news, obviously. You heard about it at the time. If you look at it, there were film students studying it because it was so successful, and there it was clearly in each frame. So again, folks, who's running your government? I mean, we're not making this stuff up. This is mainstream news. And now, Paul, it's not even subliminal. I mean, it's right out in the open. You turn on the channels, it's either satanic, it's witchcraft, it's police torturing people, it's women kissing each other. They had a newscast in Austin last week about the new fad of young girls kissing each other and how wonderful it is. And by the way, the next newscast, 1,000 new Homeland Security cameras going in. I mean, this is wall to wall, Paul.
Yeah, and there's actually a story out today where teenage girls across the country being suspended from school for reenacting this so-called, you know, lesbian kiss, which MTV put out at the recent Music Awards between Madonna, Britney Spears, and Christina Aguilera. And even the recent European MTV Music Awards, I basically saw parts of it just flicking through the channels. The whole thing was dedicated to criticizing Christianity. I mean, you had Aguilera walking on in the nun costume and ripping it off and going into this devil song about, you know, being dirty and being basically a whore is now the new fad for young women to follow.
And again, for young women, for young women and young men listening, folks, even the teenager magazines, this has been all over our news, promote homosexuality. Folks, this is happening. They're pushing it. It's not, oh, leave us alone, let us have our life. They're pushing it. And again, the UN documents show this is to stop birth rates in the Western world, which are already plunging, by the way. We're dying. And then on top of it, it is to break down the family because the family is self-sufficient.
And then you've got even the biggest liberals out there, like Bob Geldof, protesting against these teenage magazines like Sugar and Just 17 and that variety of magazines aimed at 13, 14-year-olds, which are graphically describing oral sex, unprotected sex with men. And this is aimed at 13 and 14-year-olds.
And by the way, it was brought to my attention another one of these magazines targeting teenagers. And it shows boys who are boyfriends and how fun it is to have their homosexual sex. Folks, all right, I promise we'd go to the calls, but just this is scientific to destroy the human system. Let's talk to, who's the first caller from England? I was told Rosemary from the United Kingdom. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, Alex. I just thought I'd tell you the latest on the protests here in London. I got a call from my sister 10 or 15 minutes ago, and she says that an older lady, about maybe 50 years old, has climbed the gates of Buckingham Palace, and she's got a big message. She's got a flag, maybe a U.S. flag, I don't know, and it says, Bush, we don't want you. And she's sort of defying them to get her down, and she's still up there.
Well, I'm not saying that she isn't acting alone, but it's that type of stuff that'll allow him to shoot everybody. Paul, comments?
I'm not sure about that, Alex. I sort of think that she might turn the mood around because people are torn between, you know, this situation being used as a way to sort of fake a bit of a phony attack and clamp down on protest. And then on the other hand, you know, people do want to be heard. So just I wasn't able to watch it myself because I couldn't watch it and phone you at the same time. But as I said, maybe it'll diffuse the situation. I don't know.
How long have you been listening from England, Rosemary?
About 6 months now, Alex, and I really appreciate being able to listen free online because when I started listening to the show, I wasn't working and I couldn't have afforded it.
Well, absolutely. That's why it's there, and we have some of the best interviews at PrisonPlanet.com we've done over the last couple of years. Do you have any other comments, Rosemary?
Not really, just that hopefully we'll be able to show our feelings here without it being turned around on us. But again, you know, thanks for everything you do.
Well, thank you, Rosemary. Are people there on the ground in England realizing what a police state this is?
Very much so. We have a bit of a different attitude. People here are very solid. We realize that Blair has brought in a lot of Muslims into the country, a lot of foreigners in the last few years, but we sort of see it that he brought them here for a purpose, and they're not really against us, they're more sort of with us because they're just being used.
You're against how they're being used as tools. Well, call back anytime. Great hearing from you.
Okay, bye-bye.
You bet. Joe and Elizabeth and Ron and everybody else, stay there.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a special offer to listeners of GCN Radio. Use the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and a Bill of Rights for your good, not the good of manipulating government agencies. Take control of your own destiny. GCN is contracted with Midas Resources for copies of the Citizens Rulebook. This is more than a handbook. It is your guide to a freer life with less governmental interference. Here's the deal. Call MRI at 800-686-2237 and obtain two handbooks, one for yourself, one for a friend, and two silver dollars for just $24.95, shipping included. More than half these coins were melted under the Pittman Act of 1918 and later with a great silver run of the 70s and 80s. There are less than one of these coins surviving for every 20 persons in the United States. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Ask for the Freedom Handbook Special. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Thank you.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Yes. Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man. Packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements, 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. The get-up-and-go energy, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. Hi, I'm Alan Davison at Monocot Wheatgrass. The 200 pages of our book, Wheatgrass, Nature's Finest Medicine, will remove any anxieties you may have about your nutritional supply. In this kit, you will receive no monthly bills, no monthly pills. This is real self-sufficiency. To get more information about wheatgrass, the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel wheatgrass juicer, go to austinwheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. And thank you for your support of our labors and of this network.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're already about halfway into this broadcast. We've only taken one phone call. I do want to take a ton of calls. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. Let's go ahead and go to these calls. Let's talk to Elizabeth in Maryland. Elizabeth, go ahead. Good to talk to you, Elizabeth. You're on the air.
Hear you and Paul Joseph Watson bringing us the serious news and you're to be admired for trying to stop some of the demonic deprivation that the youth have. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, good. And I do have a little surprise for you about the toys. I have a two-minute clip from my radio show that I told you about, and I hope there's a little humor in it, and I hope it'll work. Would I be able to play that clip for you?
Sure. Go ahead.
I'll try. We'll see what happens.
All right. If it doesn't come through, we'll have to
Welcome
let you.
Welcome to Siebel's Department Store. How can I help you? What's your name? Barb. I'm a little early shopping for the holidays, but I've heard about some new toys. Do you know anything about the evil Barbie?
The evil Barbie?
Yes, there's some kind of an evil Barbie. And then I heard on the Power Hour from Joyce Riley and Dave Van Cleist about an 18-wheeler truck. It has NATO markings on it and no U.S. markings. And I think my nephew George would like these. Do you have anything like that?
Well, I'll look and see whether they're in stock.
And I wonder whether they make a Harry Potter figure that tells lies and he can blow up his aunt. I just think that my cousin Myrna would like this for her children. And then I also heard about some policemen that their uniforms are different. They don't look like our U.S. uniforms. They look like Nazis. Oh, I love that Barbie. I love her. I love her. It's like my name. Barbie. I'm a Barbie, too.
All right. Hey, Elizabeth, that audio quality's not the best, but I can't hear what you're doing. That's very, very funny. But it's not funny when you realize it's real. Most of the toys, whether it's pimp Barbie or drug addict Barbie or gangbanger Barbie or Nazi G.I. Joe or, you know, SWAT team leader or NATO or spy toys, I mean, it's all New World Order, and that ties in nicely with the whole Walmart situation. Paul Watson, what's your take on this?
Well, yeah, as you said, funny clip, but it's not really a joke because on top of all that, we have things like the Lego World surveillance truck and the Lego World Police, as well as the Wiccan Barbie. Tie this in with the Commander George Bush figure, and again, similar to the Walmart situation with the I Hate You toy, conditioning the kids to accept the police state, just as they are being conditioned to accept Big Brother within schools with all the security guards patrolling.
You bet. Elizabeth,
batteries.
Thanks. Are you still there? Thanks for the call. It sounds like you've got a great radio show. Let's talk to Ron in Oklahoma. Ron, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex?
Yes.
First off, I've got Watson's book. It is absolutely fantastic. Tex Mars' book, Circle of Intrigue. Three of your tapes, 9/11, Masters of Terror, Police State 3, Matrix of Evil, hopefully is on the way. Your listeners need to get these. They're really good. They're just fantastic. These last two books, Watson's book and Mars' book, are just unbelievable. They have so much information, and they fill in so many gaps.
Well, and it sounds like you got Matrix of Evil, or as you were saying, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, or the Paul Watson book from InfoWars, Circle of Intrigue. We also carry that. And Fritz Springmeier, he just got sentenced to federal prison on a total fabrication. And I'm going to be talking about that later in the show, that book, Bloodlines, the Illuminati. What else is on your mind, Ron?
Alex, if you'll let me hit a couple things really fast, it's kind of complicated.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll make it fast. So first, this week, the History Channel is showing The Men Who Killed Kennedy. Tonight, I think they show three segments. What I found really fascinating is our local newspaper, Daily Oklahoman, Sunday Oklahoman, the TV guide for this week. I went to look up the series for the History Channel. I got last week's TV guide and this week's covered. It happened last year and another year, too. What is going on? How managed is our media? And what we do see in the newspaper, they're promoting government storylines that Oswald was the only shooter. And the magic
I think there are four or five made-for-TV movies right now with the government line about 1963. Ron, I'm going to let you finish on the other side. We're going to go to these calls quickly, folks. So have your questions, have your comments, and let's just bam, 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 go to them. Give you about a minute on the other side, Ron, then we'll go to Monty in Oklahoma and others. There's now a line open if you want to join us. 1-800-259-9231. Stay right there, Paul Watson.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10% to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation. Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
I have been on Collagenate for 3 months now, and I've lost 40 pounds.
40 pounds in 3 months? Anne's another listener who took my advice and lost weight the safe and healthy way with Collagenate from Vim and Vigor.
I heard about Collagenate through radio station. I've gone down about 3 dress sizes. I feel good. I have energy. I was really tired before. I didn't have a lot of energy, and I've got 3 kids, so it was kind of hard to keep up with them. But now I feel wonderful. I've had people notice quite a bit. They're coming up to me, and they're saying, "What have you done?" And just tell them I went on Collagenate. I have been on Collagenate for 3 months now, and I've lost 40 pounds.
Wow, 40 pounds. This was Ann's personal experience while taking Vim and Vigor's Collagenate. Why don't you see what Collagenate can do for you? Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. And hey, get $25 off a 3-month supply of Collagenate. You got to call now, 1-800-622-8446. Again, that's 1-800-622-THIN.
We're about to go back to Ron in Oklahoma, then Joe, Maddie, Allen, and others. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. And yes, I have a ton of other news items I'm going to get to after these calls. I'm going to throw out to Paul Watson, get his take on him, who's riding shotgun with us from the United Kingdom on the eve of Lord Bush's martial law visit. Before we go back to Ron and others, I've made 10 films. The 10th film is now out, Matrix of Evil Exposed. Congressman Ron Paul, Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney, Frank Morales, police state expert, Colonel Craig Roberts, myself, interviews, speeches, documents, news clips. It's an amazing new video that covers the New World Order, their master plan, how they're going to engineer a worldwide depression. It gets into everything. You need to have this new video, Matrix of Evil. You need to have Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror in the New World Order. You need to have Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Great new video. 9/11 Road to Tyranny. If you haven't gotten that one, that's the first thing you should get. Go to Infowars.com or go to PrisonPlanet.com to order via our secure online shopping cart or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. And your purchase also supports this show. And on top of that, I authorize you, the listeners, to make copies of my videos for nonprofit, not for sale purposes. So get them, make copies, force multiply this information. 90% of those that see the videos are waking up. So get the books, get the videos. 1-888-253-3139, or just write to me. And I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Okay, Ron in Oklahoma, go ahead and finish up what you were saying.
Alex, for your listeners that don't really believe that your governments are really corrupt, let me tell you this. Now, this instance has happened to me twice. Last week, I got a military catalog, which I did not order. I've never ordered anything from, okay? I ripped the address label off of it, threw it in the trash. This morning, the Oklahoma City Refuge Service picked up trash people, picked up my neighbor's trash at 8:30. They came back about 12, picked up mine. The truck drove up in front of my house, picked up my trash can alone, back all the way back down, half block down the street, the corner, and drove off with my trash alone. This has happened to me twice, Alex. I don't do drugs. I don't do anything.
Things can happen like that, but they don't have the number of personnel to really do that on even a small scale. If you subscribe to, say, Cabela's, or you subscribe to, you buy a lot of guns.
I don't buy guns.
People sell your we don't do this, but a lot of big companies sell mailing lists to like-minded groups. And so that's what ends up happening, is you end up getting all. I mean, I get so much junk mail. When I bought a house, then I suddenly got, I'm talking 10 mortgage offers, you know, to refinance every day. So it's incredible.
I don't buy guns. I don't buy weapons. I don't do drugs.
I'll tell you what happens here in my neighborhood. They come down to get the trash on one side of the street, and the way their route goes, they come back 2 hours later and get the trash on my side of the street.
Why didn't they get my next-door neighbor on my side of the street? Instead of going past their house, they backed all the way up to the corner.
Well, you could have some type of state police investigation or something.
Why does my telephone pick up AM radio and my answering machine, too?
Well, generally, if they're tapping you, you don't know about it unless they want you to know.
That's just sloppy.
Pardon me?
But anyway, Alex...
No, let's go back to this. This is important. I mean, I've been doing this for 10 years, Ron. And all I see is people waking up, police agreeing with me, having victories. And I just want you to know that all their announcements about Echelon listening to us and how the Total Information Awareness Network is going to get us, that's meant to be a chilling effect. There are tens of thousands of patriots in this country and only a few thousand globalist spies and enforcers domestically. My question is, you may have somebody spying on you. Oklahoma's pretty bad, but I'm saying statistically you're the vast minority. That's all I'm saying. I don't want to create a chilling effect for the globalists. That's all I'm saying.
Right. I understand what you're saying. I am just saying in this particular instance, I've used my cell phone, been working on a rooftop, and looked up a number of times. 5 minutes later, there's a helicopter flying over.
That happens all the time here. I mean, there were Army black helicopters all over the city last week. I was walking in stores. People are saying, what are they doing? What are they doing?
Now, when they fly directly over you right after you use your cell phone, Alex, something ain't kosher.
Okay. What would the cell phone tie into?
Alex, they can follow you. Your cell phone transmits constantly when it's turned on. You know that when you go from cell phone tower to cell phone tower.
No, I mean, I really wanted to know what you were saying. Yeah, all the new ones have a tracking beacon in them. Homeland Security can dial in with the audio and listen to you.
Right.
Even when your phone's off.
I keep the battery out of mine, and VoiceStream told me that somebody put roaming on my phone, but they can't take it off. T-Mobile, VoiceStream.
Yeah, well, let me expand on that. The point you're raising. They fly over with the Army helicopters with huge ground-penetrating radar pods scanning every house in the city over grids about once a month. We're all under surveillance. They're videotaping the contents of our houses. Paul Watson, comments to what Ron's saying?
Well, yeah, the fact is that
we're already living in a police state. I mean, but they need to resort to more sophisticated methods to make everyone aware that they're being watched to try and intimidate them. I mean, with the mobile phone situation, the technology is 10, 15 years old, whereby they can produce these specific tones that give out this docile signal, which makes everyone involved in receiving these tones, you know, switch to a docile nature, and they often use that in protest situations. But, I mean, I get the same thing. I mean, we've got our own specific helicopter just for this little area that flies over my house every day, but in the end, you just stop worrying about it, because you have to point at them and say that they are the criminals, because they're not allowed to do that, and it's not going to intimidate me into stopping anything that I'm doing.
Well, yeah, Paul, you had a friend visiting you from the U.S., if you're an Iranian with plastic explosives, you can walk right into the airport. Basically, Tony Blair controls you. But when you had your friend coming in, they called you and said, "What's your website? What do you do, Mr. Watson?"
Yeah, I mean, we've seen the news stories about CAPS too, and all the biometric integration with the airports, and the fact that they're proposing to have every piece of information on you, which you have, and people are fighting this, but they already have it, because someone was visiting me, and as soon as they landed in this country, the immigration desk had scanned through all their entire life and picked out individual things which may flag them as potential.
And if you've got bad credit, you may not be able to fly. This is the new tyranny. But so we're all in it together. We outnumber them 500-1. We're going to win this fight, Ron. Go ahead, Ron.
Alex, the bottom line is, I don't do anything wrong, but it's nobody's business where I go and what I do. Okay, who I talk to, what I say, it's nobody's business. I'm not involved in any criminal activity.
But they are. They're the criminals, sir.
I realize
they're
that.
Afraid that you're exposing them. They know you've got power. They're afraid of you. You got power. Anything else, Ron?
Well, there was another instance. Let me recount this really quick. I know one day, while it was a slow day, I was out pawn shopping. And every pawn shop I went into, somebody would come in after I was there a few minutes, and look around someone who didn't fit, maybe someone who was wearing a suit, and just stick their head in the door and look around. At the time, I couldn't figure out how they were doing it. This was before I'd heard you talk about the cell phone and how you could be tracked by your cell phone, because I knew I wasn't being followed. I always watch my rearview mirrors, and that's good advice for anybody, to pay attention to what's going on around them at all times.
Well, I got to tell you, I mean, a lot of times I've been in a shopping mall and have a guy with a suit following me around, because they think I'm going to steal something, and they have a lot of police stings at pawn shops thinking you're trying to sell illegal stuff. I'm not saying that's what it is, but hey, Ron, I got to go. I got a lot of callers here. I appreciate your points. Let me just try to say this simply, and I'm not saying you're doing this, Ron, but the Patriot community as a whole, they spend most of their time talking about who's good, who's bad, what's going on, wives' tales, paranoia, all these things that are happening. I'm in a war in the trenches fighting the New World Order. I'm moving forward. I don't care what the costs are. I'm going to fight this thing, and I know mathematics. Let's say they got 5 million people working in NSA, which they don't. They don't have 300,000 working there, folks. And most of those are janitors or people putting light bulbs in or people, you know, collating data, even with keyword software. Even if they have the personnel to listen to you, they don't have the personnel to follow you or the personnel to do anything to you. Okay, they can pick out specific people here and there to go after to make examples. That's about it, folks. I mean, I'm a big fish in this whole thing. I'm kind of a canary in the coal mine for you, you could say. My only thing is they're the ones that should be afraid. They're the ones involved in all the criminal activity. They're the ones that have been caught kidnapping children by the hundreds of thousands. They're the ones putting AIDS virus in the corn, Associated Press. They're the ones doing all this stuff, so they better watch it. Go ahead, Paul.
Well, yeah, and you notice that the people that do tend to hide in the shadows are the ones that are more likely to get raided. So the correct response, if you think that you're coming under that sort of surveillance, is to fight them even harder, and then that acts as a sort of protection against their illegal activities.
Well, that's what I found. And, I mean, I got, you know, back during the Waco thing, rebuilding the church there as a memorial. I'm not a Davidian. I was building a memorial church. And it seats like 400 people. A lot of great folks got involved. And I got involved in the court case, the civil case, protesting the judge. And I got threatened, folks. And I just told them, okay, you know, I'm not going to give up my values. I'm going to fight for my family, for my country. They left me alone. So, I mean, a lot of it is this. It's probably state police, if you're having problems, Ron. They get federal money. There's no real threats out there. And so most departments now have an anti-terrorism liaison officer who's federally paid for. The state police have hundreds of these guys. And they are. They're out doing stuff. They're out looking for stuff. They're out harassing fertilizer salesmen. They're out, you know, harassing school children who write a report about the bridges because they were told to. Then that's put in the newspaper to scare everybody. But I hope that answers his question. Let's go to these calls, folks. I wanted to go to a lot of calls. It's not happening. I'm going to try to go to you quickly. Let's talk to Joe in Mass. Joe, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Archive. I was reading your concentration camp archive at your site.
Oh, all right.
Do me a favor. Tell whoever that is talking to be quiet for me, Joe. Okay? Go ahead.
Yeah, I was reading your concentration camp archive at your site, how they have plans to evacuate all the cities. Is there a chance that what happened in Pol Pot, Cambodia, will happen here?
Well, of course. They're setting up for that, and they're building mass evacuation centers. Paul, what are the times of London call yours? Rest and relocation centers?
Yeah, they're called rest and relocation centers, and they've already announced that they're going to set up these mass morgues within giant tents in fields after this staged biological attack. I mean, we've got an entire archive on Prison Planet and on InfoWars whereby these camps are already set up. They have been for years, and they're just preparing to release the biologicals, as was predicted by the Dark Winter Project, which came out before September 11th.
Gary Hart and Warren Rudman again.
Yeah, and even a few months ago, Gary Hart was saying that all these, you know, Tennessee, all these different cities would, and states would be hit by biologicals, and he was involved in the initial project which put forth that scenario, so we can see the same people behind it.
Yeah, does that answer your question, Joe?
Yeah, and they also, they don't have to, they could just see right through your walls to locate you inside your house. They don't have to go inside and search.
Yeah, that's the ground-penetrating radar given by the Defense Department to big police departments 5 years ago. Now announced in the news. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Let's talk to Alan in Texas. Alan, go ahead. You're on the air.
Real quick, one thing real quick. I heard on the public radio this morning that 18% of the population have turned off their TVs, and the networks are freaking out. They can't figure out what they're going to do to get them back.
Yeah, I can't handle it. For some reason, I watched the last hour of Red October on cable last week. People will call me about a local newscast. I will go read the synopsis on their website. For some reason, I can't stand watching it.
Well, they're figuring out it's garbage. But what I was really calling to ask you, I really need some information here. I was bitching and moaning one time, and this guy said, "Well, Alan, what are you going to do about it?" And now about all these cameras that are going up, do you know who, what agency? Are they state? Are they local? Are they federal? Do you know what agencies are putting them up? Who's paying for them?
Yes.
That's our tax money, isn't it?
Yes, the Federal Department of Transportation.
The Federal Department of Transportation. So what we can do about it, nobody's happy with these things. If they're happy with those cameras, they're bonkers. And the feedback I get from anyone I talk to, they don't like the cameras. So we need to hit our federal congressmen, right?
Yes.
We need to let them know that this is an issue, that we don't like it, and we're not going to support people that support those. Right.
We do have hope to have these removed, but we got to create a national movement to do it. But it does help to call Congress to write letters. This is how it works.
Right.
Whether it's your police, or it's the cameras, or it's the CPS getting all the federal funding, they send the money in, set the parameters for how it's spent, and so if they're on a federal highway or a road that takes federal money, it's a federal camera.
Right.
If
okay.
it's a state highway, part of it's federal, mandated, that we'll give you X amount of billion dollars, you got to put in X amount of cameras. Then the cities also get those federal dollars. The city buses in Austin have over a dozen cameras per bus with cameras on the buses pointing outwards as they drive as well. And again, you got to protest Capital Metro. You got to boycott that. But notice what they're doing. They're just going ahead at breakneck speed with 1,000 more in Austin.
Okay. So it's time for the it's probably illegal to shoot those things. It's probably time to form the No More Cameras Club and start developing that political push, right?
Yes, and people, you should go out and watch them as they rotate off the highway and aim into your neighborhoods. And these are admittedly tied into the federal government.
Okay, well, you answered my question. Thank you, Allie.
Hey, I appreciate it. I mean, it's like all this. It's like thumb scanners in the classrooms. You know, parents locally have to refuse that federal funding or pull their children out. Paul Watson, comments.
Well, yeah, and that is a major plank to join the fight, because in a year or two's time, you'll have a situation that we've got in this country whereby you've got 2.5 million, 3 million cameras, but not just cameras. You've got actual telescreens that are stationed in parking lots, and they scream at people if they, for example, park in a disabled parking space. And so that's the system that's coming now, and even more so than in America, you've got
these are intelligent computers with computer voices. That was the BBC 2 weeks ago shouting at you. Now I've got an article today. They're going to make you answer your phone with a special emergency ring. If you don't, you'll be fined. I mean, folks, it's 1984. Yeah, Paul, you've got over 3 million cameras in your country now. And now they've got behavior software, don't they?
Yeah, and that's going into all the airports.
That watches how you walk. We have to question you. You weren't walking properly, folks. But yeah, Alan, just there's more of us than there are of them. We got to start speaking out now. We'll be right back.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as leads, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul tastes like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Are you having problems with the high cost of prescription medications? Who isn't? Perhaps it's privacy issues. Either way, grab a pen and write this number down. 1-800-615-7094. That's 1-800-615-7094. That's a toll-free call that will lead you to the online pharmacy. The online pharmacy has free prescriptions on name brand medications. That's right, I said free prescriptions on name brand prescription medications. A quick process with the physicians at the online pharmacy, and you can have your medications delivered right to your door. It's quick, it's easy, and it saves you money on popular name brand medications like diet pills and muscle relaxers, or painkillers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You'll save money on anti-anxiety medications, heartburn relief, or allergy control, all without having to go to the doctor's office. The list is endless, and the prescriptions are free. The online pharmacy respects your right to privacy and can save you money. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-615-7094. That's 1-800-615-7094. Don't wait. Do it today.
You know, enjoy taking calls. The callers have raised a lot of really good points. But I tend to not get to as much news when we do have a lot of calls. But we'll continue with the calls. And I guess this is our final segment with Paul Watson. I'll come back with news and more calls in the third hour, unless Paul wants to keep riding shotgun. I love his company. He's got a great memory and great insight. Let's talk to, I believe it's Maddie in Ohio. Maddie, go ahead. And then Jerry and John and Brett and others. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Maddie. Alex. How's it going?
Fantastic.
Good. Listen, I got your videos, and I just wanted to know if I could get your permission to rent some halls here and just start playing your videos for, like, you know, hundreds of people.
Yeah, do it. Go ahead.
Okay, because I'm tired of this, and I figure if we don't do something soon, we're all going to end up in concentration camps, and I don't want to be there. You know, I definitely don't.
Well, they're certainly building the camps right now, and if we cower in fear, it's over.
I know. Well, I was told if I'm going to do something, don't be afraid. So I'm going to die fighting, and you stick in there, and, you know, keep on doing what you're doing.
Well, Maddie, if you do rent halls and put out flyers and get on local talk shows, a big crowd will show up, and then you can tell them to go out and inform others.
That's what the plan is. That's definitely what the plan is, because I'm sick of these black helicopters flying over my neighborhoods, waking me up in the middle of the night, you know?
Yeah, the black helicopters that don't exist.
Right, they don't exist. But, you know, I would like to have one, and I'd like to fly it over them.
Well, look, a lot of times it's just military maneuvers, but if it's a black helicopter flying over each neighborhood day after day in a grid, it's videotaping the inside of your house, that's not a free society. Thanks for the call, Maddie.
All right.
Go ahead. You were going to say something else, Maddie? Okay, she's gone. Let's talk now to who's up next, Mark? All right, Jerry in Colorado. Go ahead, Jerry. You're on the air.
Paul, hey, I just wanted to let you guys know, first off, we are moving forward with you guys out here in Colorado. And I didn't call about the video cameras, but that last caller that talked about the video cameras, he needs to get onto the computer and type in intelligent transportation system, because all of the states are using an intelligent transportation system, which is also federal, and that's what it's all coming under. And by the way, a lot of these cameras, the dome cameras, the little bubble-shaped ones, those have Lexan covers, by the way, and they are bulletproof, so don't even think of that. And if he wants to do something about it, he can do a petition for redress of grievance, or he can put stickers on the posts where these are that say that they violate your rights. And you know what's another good thing they can do, Alex? They can take photographs of the guys that are installing them. And we've done that out here in Colorado, and those guys hate being photographed when they're putting these cameras up, so they're always turning their heads and whatnot.
Well, I heard about the telemarketers are threatening an L.A. Times writer who published the telemarketing center's phone number.
Oh, I'm not.
And they said, how dare you give us unsolicited calls?
Yeah, I believe that. I'm not even saying publish it or anything. Just have it. And they hate that whole idea. The reason I call real quick is we have a pamphlet out here, which the title of it is Checkpoints Violate Your Rights. And we would like to give a free one to every person who sends us a SASE. Can we do that?
I don't know who you are, sir. I'm sorry, I can't do that.
Oh,
I don't even know your name. You just call in and...
Well, can I give you my whole name and everything?
Pardon me?
Could I give you my full name and address and everything?
You know, if I let you do that, I did that a few years ago. People would call in and try to sell tractors on the air. Just put up a website, sir, and then I let folks plug websites, okay?
Totally free.
I understand. I don't know who you are, sir.
Can I write you a letter and tell you all about it?
Sure. That'd be great. Might have you on as a guest. Thank you. I really appreciate it. I'm not trying to be persnickety. Take a walk in my shoes. Paul, you want to stay with us and take some more calls, or you need to punch out?
I can stay as long as you want, Alex.
Okay, let's just have you ride shotgun with us, and we're going to come back and talk to a couple other callers, and then I'm going to go back into news because we need to cover some other important issues. We'll go back into more of your calls. Third hour of this broadcast coming up.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a...